الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are aware, as an ummah today, globally, the followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم have become the target of great difficulty, great hardship. You look at any, or if you are exposed to any type of media or any type of international news, almost on a daily basis we are bombarded with news of atrocity, of persecution, of hardship, of difficulty that is being experienced in some part of the world by some section of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one is not careful, then a sense of desolation, a sense of desperation, a sense of helplessness overpowers one. One wonders, is this the same ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such an exalted manner praises in the Quran, and in such a venerated manner promises his nusra and his help? وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. I've just recited just a glimpse, few verses, the extent of the exalted promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah promises you the vicegerency of the earth. Allah promises you a beautiful life in this world. Allah promises you His special nusra and His help. Allah promises you the barakat and the blessings of the heavens and the earth. And the list goes on. What we have to understand, my respected brothers, is this ummah at no time needs to lose hope. This ummah at no time needs to become desperate. At no time should we be wondering about the atomic power, about the scientific advancement, about the numbers of the armies of the enemies of Islam throughout the entire world. A simple glance at Quran and Hadith demands one thing only: that when faced with halat and conditions, you and I, being the followers of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the ummah of Islam, being the ummah of the Quran, when faced with halat and trials and tribulations, the requirement, the need, is for us to introspect. Allah's promises are haq. Quran is haq. There is no doubt about it. Allah says, you will be the vicegerents of this earth. You will get my special help. You will get barakat and blessings. You will have a beautiful life. We will give you dunya and we will give you akhirat. If it is not happening, introspect. Look within ourselves. Wallah, the shortage is not from Allah. The shortage is from you and I. What are we not doing? What condition are we not fulfilling? We are on the cusp, or we've just passed the month of Rabiul Awwal. We would have noticed in our streets, mashallah, lights. We would have heard news of celebration from throughout the entire world. People would have remembered the coming of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Miladun Nabi. Our hearts would have been refreshed with renewed vigor. We would have felt that special sense of happiness and joy within us each time we think of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, for majority of us, it stops there. We don't go further. And wallah, my respected brothers, the solution is in going further. One verse of the Quran I'm going to recite. Jummah, unfortunately, time is always a constraint, a difficulty. Allah says, you want Allah, you want all the promises of Allah, you want the help of Allah, you want the angels to work for you. You want barakah, you want blessings, you want the hidden help of Allah. There is a clause and a condition attached to that. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah commands His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that if you love Allah, if you claim to belong to Allah, if you are men of Iman, if you are in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are believers in the Quran, if you want the love of Allah and you want the forgiveness of Allah and you want the help of Allah, there is a primary condition which is not negotiable. And what is that condition? فَاتَّبِعُونِي فَاتَّبِعُونِي Allah, very, very interestingly in this verse, Allah promises you His help. Allah promises you His love. Allah promises you His maghfirat. Allah promises you forgiveness. Allah promises you jannat. But very interestingly, what is the condition? Allah brings a clause in this verse. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah doesn't say that for all this, I want you to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because mashallah, my respected brothers, if that was the only requirement, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, we have this umid that all of us qualify. But Allah doesn't say love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Elsewhere, yes. The hadith I mentioned in the beginning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you don't have Iman also. You don't have Iman also. If I, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, am not more beloved to you than yourself, than your family, than your wealth, and than everything that you possess, if you don't love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than all that, your Iman is not complete. But in this verse, Allah does not say love. What does Allah say? Like I mentioned, it has to go one step further. What is the step further that unfortunately majority of us are lacking in? We don't even make it a requirement. What is the step that is further? For that, for us to understand that, we have to turn the clock back 14 centuries. Go back and look at the real ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This term Ashik-e-Rasul, unfortunately we have cheapened it. Ashik-e-Rasul, Muttabi-e-Rasul, Allah ke Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par jaan dene wala, we've cheapened these titles. Cheapened it to what? Just a few nazams and naats. Cheapened it to one or two seerah jalsas. Cheapened it to empty verbal declarations of love. If you want to know what is love, the love that Allah wants, the love that Quran wants, The love that Shariat wants. The love that will open up the khazana and the treasures of Allah's promises. When no one and nothing in this world will stand up to this ummah. For that love, turn the clock back. There's one incident, I mentioned it before, I'm mentioning it again. Bayans are not for our entertainment. Let us take the sabak. Let us take the lesson. Who are the true ushaq? And what did their love translate to? Our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates this incident. She says, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَا حَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِن نَفْسِي وَإِنَّكَ لَا حَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِن مَالِي وَإِنَّكَ لَا حَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِن وَلَدِي وَإِنِّي لَا أَكُونُ فِي الْبَيْتِ فَأَذْكُرُكَ فَمَا أَصْبِرُ حَتَّى آتِيكَ فَأَنْظُرَ إِلَيْكَ. She says, one sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't like to use this word in this context, sahabi. I'd like to use the word when Ashika Rasul came. True Ashika Rasul. True follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to declare his love, and look at how he begins the address. Wallahi, Ya Rasulullah, I take qasam on Allah. I love you more than my own life. I love you more than my children. I love you more than my wealth. Wa inni la akunu fil bayt. Sometimes I'm sitting at home. Such is my love for you. Fa adhkuruka. I think about you. When the thought of you enters my heart, fama asbir hatta atika fandura ilayk. When the thought of you enters my heart, Ya Rasulullah, main bechain ho jata hu. I become restless. My food is haram. My sleep is haram. Everything is haram for me. Until I don't cool my eyes by looking at your noble countenance. Today a troubling thought occurred to me. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا مِتَّ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنِّي إِذْ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكَ. الله أكبر. Wallah, I've mentioned this incident many times, but each time it's mentioned, yeh hil dilane wale baat hai. What does he say? Allahu Akbar. What kind of love these people had? He says, Ya Rasulullah, today a troubling thought occurred to me. What trouble? What thought? He said, I realize this world is transient. It's an ephemeral existence. Here today, gone tomorrow. Ya Rasulullah, you also will make alwida from this world. I also will die. But you will get the highest position in Jannah. And Ya Rasulullah, if Allah allows me to enter Jannah, where you will be, where will I be? Ya Rasulullah, I have this fear in my heart. Now when I think of you, I can't sleep also till I don't come and see you. Your position in Jannah will be so high, I fear I will not be able to see you in Jannah. So Ya Rasulullah, what Jannah is there? Jannah will not be Jannah if I can't see you. Forget the khurs, forget the palaces, forget the anhar, forget the ghilman, forget the qusur, forget the ni'mats and ni'mats and ni'mats of Jannah that Allah describes. What is the sahabi saying? Ya Rasulullah, if I don't have your ma'iyat, if I'm not able to see you, then what Jannah is there? This is ishq. This is muhabbat. And this declaration was so true that he was not just giving verbal, like they say, zubani jama kharsh, just verbally saying things. No, wallah, this reached Allah's arsh. Our mother says, momentarily, lam yurid alayhi nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My nabi was speechless. He didn't respond to this. Such a declaration this was. It went to the arsh and Jibreel was sent. Allah comes forth that my Habib, I don't want you to answer this from your side. This is going to be answered in the Quran, this declaration of love, because it applies to every one of us. What was the verse that was revealed at this occasion? Each one of us has to introspect. Each one of us has to take one thermometer and see, main kitna huzur ke aashik hu, how true am I in my love? Before I translate this, understand the veracity of what the sahabi is asking. If we have to condense this, What is he saying? What is the khulasa? And why is it that it applies to every one of us? He's saying, Ya Rasulullah, in this world I am with you. You are in Medina, I am in Medina. Ya Rasulullah, show me some way that even in Jannat I will be with you. Now this is what each one of us, who doesn't desire that? Huzur ke rifaqat Jannat ke andar. The companionship of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannat, who doesn't desire that? Another incident. One youngster, his name was Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala. In this incident we see the thamara. We see the recompense, the return of true ishq and true muhabbat. Young man, a youngster. Look at our youth today, look at those youth. Today it's a tragedy. There'll be some youngsters standing outside right now playing games. There'll be some youngsters on the cell phone. There'll be some youngsters wearing mashallah t-shirts with sports personalities and music stars emblazoned on them. Even in Jummah. There'll be some of us who don't even take the trouble of covering our head and coming for Jummah. That is the connection we have with Sunnah. This youngster comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And then what does he say? Look at the youth of that time. He says, Murni bima akhbabta fala asilaka amra. This morning, at the time of Subah Sadiq, this morning, just before Subah Sadiq, tahajjud time, fajr time. Every day when Allah's command comes, every day at every juncture, Huzur kya chahte hai? What does my Nabi want from me? Allahu Akbar, what does he say? Ya Rasulullah, I love you. So command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. This is love. And wallah, these words of this young sahabi are worthy of being written down in gold. Because today, Allah forgive, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself. So no one can feel offended. Today what do we say? Ya Rasulullah, I love you, but what you want, I'm not interested in. What the Jews and the Christians want, what the media wants, what society wants. Look at our weddings. Who are we pleasing? Look at our businesses. Walk into a business, Muslim business today and ask yourself this question. Who is he trying to please? Look at our homes. Look at the standard of our lives. Look at our lifestyle. How many of us every morning are waking up with this, that Ya Rasulullah, I love you. In my life, tell me what you want. No, I love you, but tell me what your enemies want. The name is Ghulam Muhammad, mashallah. The name is Ghulam Muhammad, mashallah. But the actions a dushman of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Things that he hated, things that he hurt him. He wanted to burn down the homes of those people who didn't make salah with jamaat. Today, main to aashiq e rasool, but main masjid se ghaib hu. I am aashiq e rasool, but I'm absent from the masjid. How did it hurt him? When his ummah, how much did he not implore, beg his ummah that don't abandon Dawat and Tabligh? Today Dawat and Tabligh ek jamaat ka naam ban gaya. How far have we drifted? The name is Ghulam Muhammad. The actions, Allah forgive me, forgive you, is dushman of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is he saying? Ya Rasulullah, I love you, so command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. I'm cutting the incident short. Time is limited. The same youngster. He becomes ill. Terminally ill. The news is received by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This young man who had so in such a beautiful manner declared his love, his ishq. He's now very, very sick and the chances he's going to die. Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam late at night goes to make ziyarat. Comes to the house of this youngster, he's unconscious. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his family, I fear he won't last the night. If he passes away, send for me, I will lead his janazah salah. He goes away. Little while later, Talha bin Bara regains consciousness. Such is the spiritual connection between Habib and Mahbub. Straight away, the moment his eyes opens, he says, I sense my beloved was here. They said, yes, Rasulullah ﷺ came to visit you. What did my Nabi say? He said that if you pass away, we must send for him. He said, no, don't do that. They are enemies of Islam living in this vicinity. Late at night, they may try to harm him. If I pass away, bury me quietly. Tell him the next day, don't even give him that zahmat or that difficulty. Allah's taqdeer, Talha passes away, they bury him. Next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to hear about it. He rushes. Comes in the riwayat, my Nabi runs. He rushes. Stands at the grave of Talha. This is Samara of true ish. This is Samara of true muhabbat. Stands at the grave of Talha and raises his hands. And what dua does he make? Allahumma. اللهم إلق تلح تضحك إليك وهو يضحك. He says, oh Allah, يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه. A day is coming. Your mother won't want to know you. Your father won't want to know you. Your family won't want to know you. Each one will be saying, nafsi, nafsi. A day is coming where the first standing of that day will be 40 years long. A day is coming when the sun will be brought right over our heads. A day is coming when humanity will be swimming in their own perspiration. A day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The day when the files are going to be open. And every one of us is going to have to stand in front of Allah. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرَ. A day when all the secrets will be revealed. A day, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. A day when your lifetime legacy will be hung with a chain around your neck and your amal will be open, no way to hide. That day, my Nabi says, on that day, Ya Allah, when you meet this youngster, let it be that he is smiling at you and you are smiling at him. Samara muhabbat. Samara muhabbat. What will Allah give you for true ish? For true muhabbat. The extent of Allah's nusrat. The extent of Allah's maghfirat. The extent of Allah's rahmat. Ek chavi hai iske liye. There is a key for this. There is a key for this. There is a key for it. And what is it? The true ishq of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to this incident, Aisha says, my Nabi didn't respond. Jibreel was sent with the verse of the Quran. Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much. I want to be with you. I am with you now. I want to be with you in Jannah also. What verse? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. What does Allah say? What does Allah say? What does Allah say you want to be with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah doesn't say love him. Yeah, also Allah doesn't say love him. What does Allah say? That love has to translate itself into itaat. That love has to express itself in obedience. That love has to become ittiba. That love has to cause you to cloak yourself in the cloak of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That love has to express itself in such a manner that you don't have to introduce yourself. Somebody looking at you, looking at your appearance, looking at your manner, looking at how you speak, looking at how you conduct yourself, immediately is reminded, this is the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is ish. That is muhabbat. That is what Quran demands. That is what Sharia demands. And wallah, that is the panacea. And that is the solution to all these halat, trials and tribulations that are facing us. Cry tears of blood today, my respected brothers. Allah forgive us. Like I said, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself. We have become munafiq. We are saying something and doing something else. We say we are Aashiq-e Rasool. We say I'm Jashn-e Miladun Nabi kar rahe hai. Where is the ummah at the time of tahajjud? Where is the ummah at the time of fajr? Where is the ummah at the time of farz salah? Where is our ishq in our weddings? Where is our ishq in our homes? Where is our ishq in our way of lives? Who have we made our imams? Who are we following? And yet, Allahu Akbar, such love He had for us. Such muhabbat He had for us. Right now, in His Mubarak grave in Medina Munawwara, my Nabi is alive in his grave. Not ordinary personalities, personalities of the muhaddiseen, muarikheen of the caliber of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. Great, great muhaddiseen narrated this. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah. They say one Arab, one Bedouin, desert dweller, simple nomadic person, no culture. He comes in front of the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, Jituka, Muqirran bi dhunubi, Mustashfian bika ila Rabbi, Mustaghfiran ila Rabbi. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah says in His Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. What does Allah say in the Quran? Allah says, O my beloved, if ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, what does this ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ mean? It doesn't mean that he was a bay namazi. It doesn't mean that he was a sharabi and a kababi. What it means is his entire life was in guna. His entire life was in sin. Such a person, O my Habib. Allah says in the Quran, he made zulm from head to toe on himself. Allah aur iske Habib ke puri dushmani kiya, puri zindagi. In that condition he comes to you. He asks Allah for forgiveness. And you, my Habib, on his behalf, ask me to forgive him. Then what does Allah say? لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Definitely, my Habib, he asked me for forgiveness and you asked for his forgiveness. He will find Allah very forgiving and very merciful. Ya Rasulullah, I have come to you with a black soul. With a dastan and legacy of dushmani and disobedience. With the life of your enmity and the enmity of your Allah. I have come to you in that condition. I am asking Allah to forgive me. I admit my wrongs. I have no excuse. And Ya Rasulullah, I am asking you to seek forgiveness for me on my behalf. Ask, you also ask Allah to forgive me. After reciting this verse. And then Allahu Akbar, he praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Up till today, those who are observant on the two sides of the Rawdah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rawdah. Next to it is Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. On the sides is written the first two couplets. He recited four couplets. But of the four, two are written up till today. Ya khayra man dufinat fil qaya adhamuhu. Fataba min tibihin al qa'u wal akamu. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم الله أكبر يا خير من دفنت في القاع عظمه. Oh, the best of Allah's creation. When you were above the ground, the whole world was fragrance. Anas bin Malik says, the day Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina, the whole of Medina lit up. And the day my Nabi went into the qabr, it was as if a darkness had come into Medina. And he says, we felt it in our hearts, the absence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what this Bedouin says. When you were above the ground, the whole world was beautified and fragranced by your presence. Now that you have gone underneath the ground, the underground of this earth has been beautified by your presence. May my life be sacrificed on that qabr and that grave in which you are living. Because with you is your generosity And with you is your kindness. أَنْتَ الشَّفِيعُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ. آپ ہے وہ ذات. You are the one without whose sifarish and intercession I will never cross the sirat. The bridge over Jahannam, my Nabi will be standing on the side. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Begging Allah as his ummah is trying to cross. Oh Allah have mercy on them. Oh Allah have mercy of them. Aap hai wo zaat, you are that personality without whose intercession I will never cross the sirat. And let me not forget your two companions. One day Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters the masjid. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar radiallahu anhuma. My Nabi holds the hands of both of them, raises it up like this and says, Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Abu Bakr on my right, Umar on my left radiallahu anhuma. Allah will raise us like this on the day of judgment also. So he says, let me not forget your two companions. وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَأَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّي السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمُ مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. May my salams descend upon you and your two companions. Look at the beautiful analogy he gives. مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. As long as the pens will write. In other words, for perpetuity. Saying this, he wipes away his tears and he walks away. Atabi Rahimullah is in the vicinity. All of a sudden he dozes off. Immediately he makes ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. My Nabi said, "Man ra'ani fil manam, fa'innahu yarani, fa'innahu qad yarani, fa'inna shaytana la yatamathalu fi surati." He said, "The one who sees me in a dream has definitely seen me, because shaitan can't take my shape and form." Atabi sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Atabi, adrik al arab, go and find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirah. Allah has forgiven him. Such a Nabi, such a Shafiq, such a Mushfiq, such a kind, such a compassionate Nabi. Like Allama Iqbal said, and on this I will terminate, we've run out of time. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hai. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hai. Ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo kalam tere hai. Come on the true wafadari. Come out of this munafiqat, make tawbah. Make tawbah, make tawbah. Take that miswak, put it in your pocket. Let your surat, your face appear. At least imitate him, even if you are not sincere. Come to the masjid. Salah without jamaat and his ish can never come together. Give some section of the night. Give some time in the path of Allah. Come closer to his sunnah, to his way, to his legacy. Wallah. No superpower in this world, no science, no technology, no army, no weaponry will harm you or bring you down. If you have the army of Allah with you, and the army of Allah will come with you when you are on Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabiul Awwal, this period, now we are gone to the next month. This is the time of introspection. This is the time of tawbah. This is the time to take the thermometer. Allah doesn't say just love him. Allah says ittiba. Allah says itaat. Allah says obey him, follow him. Mold yourself in the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah.